KX93.5 is happy to be joined in studio now by Jerry Fuentes. He's the Director of Operations at the Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation, and they've got an event coming up on April 28th called Light Up the Night that we're going to chat about. Jerry, nice to have you back in the studio.
Thanks so much, Ty. I appreciate it. I always love being back here, and I love the redesigns, the renovations, and I love the studio.
Tell people your history at KX.
So KX, I used to work with a show called The Magic Hour, which was just complete absurdity. I remember with Cameron Wurschlager at the time, who has now moved on to, you know, big, famous things.
He really is big and famous now.
No joke. Yeah. So he's on The Woody Show now, for those of you who aren't familiar with Cameron. Fake News Doc Cameron's his nickname. But I went out and visited him at one of the events. And I kid you not, like, when I went to hang out with him, there was a line of people going to ask for autographs and pictures just to hang out with him. And it just blows my mind that he's at this level.
If you had only ridden those coattails for a little while longer.
That's on me.
You would have maybe I should have ridden those coattails. Well, I'm happy to say I got him his start.
Yeah.
I put him on Chapman Radio. And then I put him on this radio station.
Seriously, like, all of it stemmed from you, Tyler.
It's my claim to fame. I made Cameron, fake news.Cameron famous.
And it can happen to a nicer guy, seriously.
For real, though. You're doing much more serious things now.
Yes.
You're raising money. So tell us about the foundation, and then kind of segue into the event you guys have coming up.
So the Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation is looking to build an insane project, the $700 million facility, a performing arts center of multiple theaters, museums, convention halls, all in Anaheim next to the Angel Stadium. Now, that's been a project that, you know, obviously it takes a long time to work on that. And the organization itself has been around for about 8 years, but we've really become a full foundation over the past 2 years. And with the new city council that's come in, a lot of the business things, I can't really go into a lot of details, but we're moving closer to getting the land to finally build it. So now we're building up our operations itself. I've moved up from just being kind of fundraising to director of operations, and we're expanding and then putting on a gala so that we can create the whole Performing Arts Center soon. Okay. It's going to be insane.
So I remember you came in here maybe, was it 2 years ago? A year and a half ago?
A year and a half ago, yeah. Right. It's been a while.
And so what's happened since then? I mean, I know you talked about the city council and some developments, but anything tangible that we know about?
So the main tangible things, a lot of them I can't say because of what they are is development involving either the city and some of the bigger players in the city, like some of the companies. But the most tangible thing I can say is we have investors who are waiting to invest once all that stuff comes to fruition. And the most tangible thing we have right now is we are now talking with those organizations to see where we can become a part of all that, all of the plans of Anaheim eventually when all happens. There's a lot of plans that are happening with developments in the city in general, and we know that we're involved in one way, shape, or form involving the arts because they're really trying to focus on the arts. And so we're part of that plan with the new mayor, the new council members, and all those people. So that's kind of where we are. I would love to get more information about tangibility, but a lot of stuff, I can't really say.
Are you allowed to say how much money you've raised up to this point to make it all happen?
Oh, for as far as the capital money, I mean, we have a couple contracts for about $20 million apiece, which would help break ground.
Wow.
But that sounds like a lot. But of course, you know, it's $700 million, so it's not that much.
I see.
But what
so you only need $660 million more.
Which the gala will totally take care of that, right? one fundraising event covers it all,
right?
Just get
the right auction prizes, dude. You'll be in good shape.
But what is more optimistic is when the plans come to fruition, it's that will actually be enough to break ground on a portion of what we need to help fund the rest when it does happen. And some things might happen that allow more money to help build it for us, which would be a great, which would that $40 million would come in as supplemental to help us start the foundation of the organization, our foundation of the project, and build one facility in the project, which the specific facility, which would be our tower, would actually go to fund building more.
Okay.
And the mayor in the past has been very supportive. The current mayor Harry Sadu has been very supportive of us in the past. And we have discussed with him opportunities of creating a bond with the city, which that's always in talks as possible. It's not, it may not happen, but it's nice to know that there is that kind of support that when the project gets going, that it can happen.
Right. Well, again, Jerry Fuentes in studio. He's the director of operations at the Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation, which, as you just heard, is aiming to build a new $700 million facility in Anaheim.
Yeah.
And you guys have a gala coming up on April 28th. And if I'm reading this correctly, it sounds like it's kind of a taste of the sorts of stuff you want to ultimately do
at the
Performing Arts Center. So tell us what's on the docket for it.
Well, I mean, we get a lot of talent in LA, but not like a lot of big stage talent, even in LA. In Orange County, as you know, we have one theater that does Broadway style stuff, and that's the Circus Drum in Costa Mesa,
sure,
which is great, but they can only really do touring things. So we don't really get to see a lot of Broadway quality things on the regular. So,
like you might see at the Pantages, for example.
Exactly. Yeah. And even the Pantages is so limited because they have to do contracted touring things. So you don't get to see some of more creative things. Like if you go to Broadway, you're going to see like 100 different shows.
Right.
And they're all different styles.
Right.
So that's the whole concept, is to bring that here. So the gala is going to have, like, I think we said there were seven Tony Award winners, seven Tony Awards involved in the show, 24 Tony nominations, I mean, and one person who's won The Voice.
Cool.
So it's a lineup. Like, it's the original Frankie Valli from Jersey Boys,
right,
and Broadway. I'm super excited because we got Marissa Jarrett. I'm a huge Hairspray fan.
Yeah.
And she's
is she Tracy Turnblad?
Yeah, she's Tracy Turnblad.
My
she's like
God.
The first one, and she's
That's
doing
awesome.
And you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's the first person seeing Good Morning Baltimore. Like, you know, I'm excited to see. And she will do something to that effect at the gala. I'm so stinking excited for that.
That's really cool.
So, and the rest of the lineup is all people like, you know, Julian Lovallo's like Cats, you know, royalty. And so it's all pretty fantastic stuff. So I'm excited to, like I was telling you earlier, I'm so excited for that event. But as the person who's the director of operations, I'm also so excited for the next
day.
Dude,
it's the best day in the world.
No joke. I'm going to see Avengers Endgame the next day, and that's it. That's it.
Oh, wow. That comes out soon, huh?
Yeah.
So APACF.org, that's where you can get more info on the event. Also, if I remember, you guys have a really cool like mock-up of what the place is ultimately going to look like.
It is. I mean, that's what the most tangible thing also about us is we have the designs are done.
Right.
The mock-ups that you see are from the architect itself.
Yeah.
And that's just the exterior. We literally have all the other details worked out. We have we also formed all the partnerships with all the construction companies.
Nice.
So it's really cool
to think
this is ready to roll.
Yeah. Once it does break ground, how long do you think it would take to build?
We're going to do it by pieces. So once they break ground, I'm assuming to be the parking lot first, and then to get a full theater. Well, because we'll keep the Grove Theater there if we get that part of the land, which we would love to get.
Yeah.
If we got that part of the land, the Grove would stay there, and then we would want to build the tower. So that would take about a year. The whole completion process would probably take 5 to 7 years, but to get full up theaters, only 2 to 3 years.
And by the way, that's where this event is. It's at the Grove.
Yes,
which is right next to where your land would be for the Performing Arts Center.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And the people who work the Grove are amazing. So I'm so excited to do it at the Grove because they are just fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling especially grateful that you guys are a business member of our radio station.
Yeah.
You give us money on the monthly, yet you have to raise $700 million.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I imagine that's difficult, but thank you.
And to anybody out there who is a local business, please support the deal with KX is actually unbelievable. I do advertising and marketing for our company as well. And bang for your buck, KX is one of the bigger sides of that.
Yeah. In addition to us liking Jerry, that's why he's here, because you guys are a business member of our radio station. So again, the event is Light Up the Night to benefit the Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation. It's on April 28th at the City National Grove of Anaheim. People from Hairspray, from the original Jersey Boys, the guy who won The Voice.
Allison Porter.
Yeah.
She won The Voice, I think, 2017. But she was also Curly Sue in that 80s/90s movie, Curly Sue.
I don't think I've seen Curly Sue.
This is like a generational thing. Like growing up, I remember that movie, James Belushi. But that, like, I think it's like you have to be in your 30s, 40s.
My wife, who's 8 years my senior, is probably yelling at the radio right now from her car.
She would know.
Saying, why haven't you seen Curly Sue? I'll talk to her about it later. So APACF.org is where you can get tickets and learn more. Anything we left out, Jerry?
No, that's perfect.
Cool,
thank
man.
You so much.
Nice
I appreciate
you.
It.
Congratulations on everything, and good luck with all this.
Thank you.